In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Becky and I got busy in the last week or so getting our yard ready for winter, which pace really accelerated the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm not sure exactly why, but we kind of thought, the seasons are changing. It's not exactly winter yet. Actually, it still isn't winter, astronomically speaking. But there was something in the air. And besides the calendar, we knew that winter was going to come. Good thing, right? You think it's going to snow, it probably will, and so it did. Lots of cleaning up, putting away of things in the yard, bringing things in. Leaves. We have two trees that are on our property, and there are trees on the side of us, so we assisted the leaves in their journey to the street for pickup. But if the wind was blowing leaves from our neighbor's yard into ours, we worked with God to assist them on their journey to the next neighbor. And I think that's very biblical. That would be my defense when our neighbor came home and asked what was going on. It's all the will of God. So don't quote me on that one, but just a little suggestion for your leaves. But we also did lots of cutting back and cutting off. Pruning, clipping, not only what was dead, but what, ironically, might live again if it but gets a chance next season. Pruning of bushes such as elderberry and a couple of really wonderful rows of Sharon bushes. Pulling out a failing lilac bush. It always seems to me so counterintuitive, you know, when you get out those clippers and you start clipping off what you think is parts of this living being, to trim back these bushes at the coldest, darkest time, to trim back that which once we knew was growing and what we hope will grow, if not then, it seems somehow cruel. What chance will these have if even less of them remain for the winter, when you think about it? It seems almost as if without hope, to cut back even more, to deny what has grown a chance to grow again. Gardeners will tell you, and I am not an experienced gardener by a long shot, but gardeners and arborists know, prune now so that better growth will happen when growth happens again. This is the time of year to do that. Pruning is an act of faith, an act of hope, really, that what is dead will grow again and will grow even more fully. Advent season is a beginning, true enough. The beginning of the church year, year C, the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning again of the story of our redemption, the liturgical cycle of God's time and calendar time weave together again the saga of our faith. But Advent is also an in-between time. What we heard last week in Christ the King Sunday is that time is fulfilled and the reign of Christ will begin soon. Jesus has wrought the justice of God to us. But this Sunday, we are reminded that the kingdom of God is close and yet is still to come. It is near, nearer than at any time in human history, but not yet. We take steps forward, right decisions and right actions. Truth prevails, verdict and justice meet together, and then we take steps afterward. Injustice, cruelty, chaos, our sinful condition trips us up again. How many times in the last couple of years have we heard the wave of COVID has subsided? We think this is perhaps the beginning of the end, and we all start to relax and rejoice, and then, like the ocean, the wave seems to come back in, and there's more news and more concern, and we hope and pray that that will come to an end. We need, like the exiles of Israel, whom Jeremiah preached to, we so desperately need to hear that a righteous branch will spring up to bring us hope. That what we are enduring will be neither final nor ultimate, and that our hearts may be strengthened at the coming of our Lord Jesus. Richard Wiles wrote these words in Twilight in the Advent Woods, Sermons for Adventtide. In the season of Advent, we are reminded that we live in this twilight time between what is dying and what is being born, between the already of Christ's reign and the not yet of Advent. The liturgical year draws us into this drama and more deeply into the reality of our lives. On the verge of despair, we hear the comforting words of Jeremiah speaking words of promise to exiles. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. But 6 centuries later, Jesus stood on the streets of Jerusalem and announced its destruction. Luke's listeners had already experienced that tragedy, so Jesus' words are really directed to his followers in all times and places, and that includes us. His words sing the melody of Advent. Whatever devastation or suffering you experience today is neither permanent nor ultimate, for your redemption is drawing near. Advent is our season to wait and listen and watch for God, and to acknowledge the 2 tensions we feel, the grief that comprehends our current circumstances, and the joy that calls us to like the music that is coming from tomorrow. So let the music of tomorrow sing us songs of hope in this mortal life, so that we will know and feel that Jesus has come.